from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Joining us now, he is the aforementioned Tyler Dunham, GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Ty, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, always a joy. Thanks for having me, man. How you been?
Good, man. Hanging in there, trying to get this thing back up and going again. A full go on 1250, and we're getting there little by little. Keep moving forward, brick by brick, as they like to say. Let's talk a little bit, Ty, about this piece that you put out by Jordan Love. A, it's very long. But well worth reading every single word of it. That's what I did. Lots of great quotes from a lot of really good sources in this story concerning Jordan Love. Where did the idea come from to do the piece, and when did you start planning on it?
Oh, man, I appreciate the kind words. And when it comes to Jordan Love, I suppose that's kind of how this whole thing started at Go Long. I launched in 2020, November, as soon as I was kind of broken free from that Bleacher Report contract. And the second or third feature I had was just kind of outlining why this was a brilliant blueprint by Brian Gutekunst and the Green Bay Packers. Because let's not forget, I mean, 2020, this was not a popular draft pick, to put it lightly, locally, nationally. It felt like I was in a twilight zone just hearing everybody just destroy this rookie.
I totally remember. I should have had the sound ready to play. I totally remember on 1250, Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson were doing the draft show that night, and Gary Ellerson lost his freaking mind. The day of the draft, Leroy and I were doing the big show, and I said, "All right, Leroy, one player you absolutely do not want for the Packers in that draft." He said, "Jordan Love." That was the guy he picked. He absolutely did not want. And then they traded up and got Jordan Love anyhow. It was, yeah, people were stunned and could not believe it, to say the least.
Exactly. I don't think we should really forget, now he's being celebrated. He's the richest quarterback in NFL history, at least at the moment. But this thing did not get off to a good start. And I guess to answer your question, at that moment, I was like, did everybody forget how he got here, how the Packers got here, how they drafted Aaron Rodgers when they had Brett Favre and he sat 3 years, and it's different here because you don't have a clueless billionaire owner sticking his nose into the football decisions? This is your inherent advantage as the Green Bay Packers. Ron Wolf to Ted Thompson, Brian Gutekunst with a dash of Mike Sherman in there, I suppose, yeah. Drafting DJ Sander. You have football people making the football decisions. So this is brilliant, and if you get the right guy and he's wired the right way, you could set yourself up for a half century of quarterback bliss. So I suppose in that story, what kind of caught people's minds and their eyes, and it's actually on there's quotes on the back of one of Jordan Love's Prism rookie cards. It's the OC Mariner saying, this is his wide receiver at Utah State, "You're going to get Patrick Mahomes." But I don't even want to discredit Jordan. He is definitely his own person. He's Jordan Love. And he went on and on and on saying this guy could be special. And people kind of lost their minds when they read that. But from that moment forward, I don't think there's a player we've written about more at Go Long, but it's been fascinating to talk to everybody in his orbit and see how he's gone from this green as grass, raw project as a rookie who was wired the right way year to year to year to being unleashed as the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback. And, you know, I thought it was a good offseason to kind of spend a few weeks talking to everybody in that orbit again, including, you know, a Brett Favre, a Kurt Warner, a Mike Tannenbaum, who loves him, David Yost, Steve Calhoun, and a lot of sources inside that building.
Let's talk about Steve Calhoun, Ty Dunn, please, if you don't mind. So in that piece, Calhoun talks about this last practice that he did, Jordan Love did, with just him and Calhoun, no wide receivers catching balls, no Romeo Doubs, no Keenan Allen, who works out with Calhoun, none of those dudes. It's just those guys out there on the field. And he was blown away by essentially how perfect Jordan Love was in that last practice they did before he headed off to training camp. What's Calhoun's background? Why is everybody so fascinated with Calhoun and Juan Calhoun? It's not even just quarterbacks, but he's got wide receivers too.
Yeah. And you know what? Because he has been Jordan Love's, you know, personal quarterbacks coach since, I believe, the eighth grade.
Yeah.
So this is more than just a coach, too. I mean, this is a father figure, a mentor. I think most people have read or heard the story of Jordan Love's father tragically taking his own life. And I think it was around then when Steve Calhoun really started looking after him, really care for him. And, you know, he also was coaching guys like, I believe, Cam Newton a little bit, Russell Wilson, and Keenan Allen, you know, some receivers as well. He runs Armed and Dangerous. That's the name of his company. But Jordan really became his primary pupil. And actually, his son is a linebacker, Nick Needham, for the Miami Dolphins, too. So Steve Calhoun has been around for a while in the NFL, but he has really been at Jordan Love's side through high school, through college, and absolutely through the pros. I think that what's really interesting, too, is everything's kind of streamlined between what Jordan Love does out there in Orange County, California, and what he's doing with Matt LaFleur and Tom Clements and the coaching staff. Like, Steve Calhoun is really trying to simulate everything they do in training camp and OTAs out there on their own. And that's not always the case. A lot of these guys have personal quarterback coaches, and maybe they kind of clash with the team. It seems like everybody from day one's been on the same page with the Packers and Jordan Love.
GoLongTD.com. Great new piece up on Jordan Love by our friend Tyler Dunn, at Ty Dunn on Twitter. I want to talk a little bit about where he was, Love, when they drafted him, to where he is now. You know, people say night and day, but I saw a piece from Jordan Love, I think it was last week, right? NFL Network was out at Packers training camp. And they said, you know, if you would have had a play right away, and he said, oh, it would have been a long journey had I had to go out there and play right away my rookie year. But he really was not ready when he first got there from Utah State.
Right. I mean, and look, this is where the Packers do deserve some credit. I've been critical of, like, you know, I think it was year two, 2021, is when Aaron Rodgers kind of had the gun to the head of the organization for 3 months and wanted the GM fired, right? I mean, that was never refuted. He wanted Brian Gutekunst fired to return, and eventually came back and had the Aaron of Grievances press conference. But it was then that I put out there, like, move forward, Jordan Love. Like, it could be ugly. It could be glorious. Like, don't fear the future. But even then, I think that the Packers knew, all right, he's on the right track, but we want to get this thing to a different place. We still need another year, another 2 years, to get Jordan Love ready to be the starter. So that's what kind of led to awkwardness doesn't even do it justice, that insane offseason. And then Rodgers wins an MVP, and then he gets a $150 million contract. And I think we all wrote Jordan Love off at that point and figured, all right, well, they'll just trade him for an asset, and, you know, this is Aaron Rodgers' team. But it was really at that moment, I think that was a turning point for Jordan Love. He works out with that COC Mariner and some college teammates. He links up with Packer teammates. He shows up for OTAs, and Aaron Rodgers isn't there, and just blows away coaches and teammates, and is a different quarterback. I mean, he knew the offense. His accuracy was better. He was in command. And then you get that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
That Philadelphia Eagles cameo later that season, and Green Bay is in a place where, okay, you know, the drama isn't worth it anymore with Aaron Rodgers, and Jordan Love is ready. So it took that timing. They lost a lot of money in the process, and they didn't get those 3-4 first-round draft picks from a Denver Broncos team that they probably could have gotten. But the timing probably trumps all of that, because who knows, to Jordan Love's point, who knows what kind of quarterback he would have been if he was thrown in a year or two prematurely.
I totally agree. And in that piece as well, you have Dave Yost, I want to say is his name, from Utah State, talking about when he had Jordan Love for that year, that Jordan Love would make mistakes, sure, but he never made the same mistake twice, which I think is similar to what you see with him with the Green Bay Packers.
Completely. I mean, that was one of his best traits in college. Like, it was always a one-off. If he was fooled by a coverage once, he wasn't fooled by that coverage again. And I think you saw that last year as the starter, where you start 3-6, he's making some mistakes, but he learned from it. You know, it's one thing to just kind of sit in the lecture hall and hear and learn, and, you know, we all were there in college, right? It's another thing to get out there in the field and do it, whatever your profession is. So when those bullets were live, I mean, he had to apply whatever it was, 1,360 days of being a backup to 60 plays on a Sunday. And I think it's just a different world. But that quality, he's always had it. And I talked to somebody who's around Jordan Love every day there at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, and that's what this person said, is he just learns quickly. And there was a coverage of defense threw at him that it looked like it was going to be like a two-shell, you know, with two safeties back. But the way the linebacker was kind of lined up pre-snap and cheating one direction – kind of hinted to Jordan Love, okay, when that linebacker's cheating that way, that safety's got to come down, and it's single high, and I've got to react and audible and maybe take advantage of that with a play deep. And it was that kind of play, that kind of slight disguise in a defense that quarterbacks can go an entire game and never see. And he saw it, boom, right away, made the adjustment, and made a ton of plays.
Obviously, we give credit to the guys we're talking about, but Tom Clements, I think, when they were able to get Clements in, and I thought it was simply to try and keep Aaron Rodgers, but then when he stayed after Rodgers left last year, I was really super excited, because I think Clements is a huge piece in Jordan Love's progression as well once he's in the season.
Oh my gosh. I mean, what a godsend for the Green Bay Packers. I think we all saw that Tom Clements was being hired back in Green Bay after his a cup of coffee with Kyler Murray and with the Cardinals, and we're thinking, oh, here we go, right? Like, they're trying to appease Aaron Rodgers and convince Aaron Rodgers to stick around. And there's some of that baked in, but I don't know how many people were thinking, well, he's good for that, but he'll be good for Jordan Love into the future, and he has. I think that to have an even-keeled, steely assistant coach like that, who's been around forever, who really has the same temperament as a Jordan Love. I mean, never gets too high, never gets too low. I think they've kind of hit it off in that regard. He's been huge for Jordan Love. And, I mean, I'll never forget Aaron Rodgers gosh, we used to sit down every spring for an extended Q&A, and he would just praise Tom Clements as just the number one reason for his consistency as a quarterback and avoiding turnovers and just being the same quarterback play in and play out. I think that that's been really big for Jordan Love. They got a hell of a staff.
Yeah, he'd go out of his way to praise Clements and go out of his way not to give McCarthy the credit that McCarthy deserved during that whole run. That was always a thing with Aaron Rodgers. It drove me absolutely nuts. And then Clements finally got to call plays, and what, McCarthy yanked it back after like five games and said, no, that's good. I got it from here. Don't worry about it. But I really thought that Rodgers was full of it with Clements. I did. I was like, get out of here. He's not that good. Yeah. He's been around the league for how long? I didn't hear anybody else praising him like Rodgers did. But then you see Kyler Murray have rookie of the year type year. Clements leaves. Murray doesn't look like the same guy since. And then he gets here, and Jordan Love immediately looks much better given the year or so that he's worked with him. And again, last year, LaFleur tells him, hey, we'd love to have you back. And he goes, okay. That speaks also, I think, highly of how easy it is to work with Jordan Love. There is no drama. There isn't a ton of ego that goes along with it, which makes everybody's jobs a lot easier when you start talking about LaFleur and that coaching staff.
Yeah. I'm just chuckling too, Sparky, because now that I'm kind of covering the NFL nationally and parachuting into different markets, different teams, different staffs, yeah, I've kind of developed some relationships with coaches around the NFL, and a lot of them know how to play that game. I mean, they know how to work that media game because they know, if I'm chummy here, chummy there, maybe it will pay off for me here or there. And there's a reason at the end of that NFL season, you'll see some national writers put out a list of future head coach yep. candidates. And it's like every assistant coach that was nice to them. Well, guess what? Tom Clements just doesn't give a damn about any of that. He was just like stone cold in every media session, just such a waste of his time, just did not care. And the older I get, the more I just respect that. He is set in his ways, man, and he's not here for the BS. He didn't care about self-promoting any of that. And it's to the Packers' benefit, Rodgers' benefit, Jordan Love's benefit, and I just completely forgot your question.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. Talk all about GoLogTD.com, but we got to get going.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I would love it if people wanted to head over to GoLogT.com. Got the Jordan Love piece up. We are declaring him a future all-time great, but for good reason. We got into a touch of it here, but, Brett Favre, Kurt
yes,
Warner,
Brett
David
Favre.
Gore, Steve Jones, all these guys, just a ton of perspective. Romeo Doubs as well on what you're going to see in Jordan Love into the future. So almost about 8,000 words, so you might need to pour a cup of coffee, but hey, it's right in the headline of the publication, right? We're going long, and I cannot thank Packer fans enough for subscribing. They're really the backbone of this thing.
Not a cup. You need to bring a pot of coffee when you read that thing. A pot of coffee, man. That thing, I kept reading and reading, and it's so good. You don't want to stop and be like, oh, okay, I got the gist. I'm going to move on now. I literally read from the very first word to the very last word in one setting, because you had so many great quotes from so many different people talking about the different aspects of Jordan Love. It's very, very well done. Go check it out. GoLogTD.com. Sign up for it like I do, and you will thank me later, I promise you. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Tyler, thank you so much, my friend.
Unbelievably kind, Sparky. Any day, anytime. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Ty Dunn on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's. Did you know, and you better say you do know, that any youth sports player can score a free small Frosty anytime they visit Wendy's in their sports uniform? Yeah, that's right. Just stop by after practice or with your team after a game. Who doesn't love a Frosty, I ask you? And then you get the fries, the whole thing that go along with it. I'm telling you, do it today. You'll be very, very happy. And your kids will love you more than they did maybe prior to all of that. Coming up next hour, lots to get to. Charlie's Sound of the Day, brought to you by Prize Picks. He's all excited. He's got a ton of sound, apparently. Plus, we also have coming up, we got to talk about this Harbaugh fiasco. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. But first, coming up next, what in the world is going on with Charles Barkley and this Inside the NBA show? It went from he's retired, he's done, the show's done, it's all over, to now some other cockamamie story that came out yesterday. I don't understand. I think they're going to lead themselves right into a brick wall. We'll talk about that next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.